AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A manhunt has ended in Washington State. Another one is underway in Maryland. The suspect in a shooting at a Washington State mall that left five people dead and sparked an intensive manhunt is now in custody. Police in Baltimore continue to search for three armed men who fled on foot after wounding eight people, including a three-year-old girl Saturday night. Police Chief T.J. Smith wants the public to step up and help authorities find the men responsible.
We'll take tips any way we can get them, and we are getting a level of cooperation, which is appreciated, to get a person who doesn't really care if they shoot a three-year-old off the street.
A funeral was held late Saturday for an unarmed black man who was shot and killed by a female white police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma. An attorney representing Terrence Crutcher's family says they are in a state of perpetual sadness.
I know no matter what we do, Terrence is not coming back. No matter what we say, Terrence is not coming back. No matter any interviews we do, Terrence is not coming back. Whatever charges are brought, Terrence was not coming back.
A week after a bomb exploded in New York City, injuring 29 people, a small business crawl was held on the street in Chelsea, where it happened, to help boost sales to small businesses that were affected.
Broken glass still litters this street and boards cover the front of some businesses, but La Maison du Macaroon is open for business, with regulars like Michelle Lee coming in to support it.
Life goes on, you know, we got to keep moving, keep, you know, supporting people around us.
This French coffee shop is directly across the street from the explosion site, and manager Sophie Retti has concerns.
Some people, I guess, not coming back. They're going to be scared to come back in the neighborhood.
And another worker on this street says, "We're New Yorkers, we're back." On West 23rd, I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP Radio News. Washington beat Pittsburgh to lock up the National League East.
Bryce Harper and Stephen Drew each drive in two runs to help lead the Washington Nationals to a 6-1 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates, clinching the National League East title. It's Washington's third NL East title in the last 5 years, and they will face the winner of the National League West in the National League Divisional Series. Nats starter Joe Ross pitched just 2 2/3 innings, despite only allowing a run as he was pulled for a pinch hitter in the third inning. The bullpen then worked 6 1/3 scoreless innings the rest of the way. Robert Sir, Pittsburgh.
Anti-anthem protests are spreading from football to basketball. Liberty guard Brittany Boyd sat on the bench with her head bowed in prayer during the national anthem before a WNBA playoff game. Hours earlier, college football players for Michigan and Michigan State, along with a group of students at North Carolina, raised their fists during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner on Saturday. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.